FM's Dublin Talks. Weekdays from 10 a.m.
Last week on the show, we exclusively announced the news that a house in Dublin was being offered to rent at half its market price to give a couple a chance to save up for a mortgage. Now, the generous, unnamed landlord, and she didn't want to be named because she wasn't doing it for glory, she was doing it to help somebody, and still isn't being named, but she was prepared to rent a house in Ongar for as little as €800 a month. However, there was a small condition. The owner of the two-bedroom terraced home wants to help a young couple who are trapped in the rental market trying to save for a mortgage. And if you were listening to the show last week, you'll know that we spoke to auctioneer from Howley Sowen Real Estate, David Sowen, and he joins me on the line now. David, welcome back to the programme. How did the search for a suitable tenant go?
Very well. We got a phenomenal response to the show, to be honest, to a point we couldn't really go through all the applications. But we were lucky enough to, first viewing there on Saturday, we chose probably about between 6 and 10 of the candidates, and we chose one. And he came in yesterday to the office to sign those leases, and he's moving in today.
And his name is Daniel. And Daniel, welcome to 98FM, Daniel.
Hey, Adrian, how are you?
Firstly, congratulations on getting a gaff to live in at such a decent market rent. Daniel, what was your situation and how is it that you qualified for this?
Well, what happened with me is late last year, I decided with my girlfriend that we kind of start saving for a mortgage. And the original plan was that we kind of just, you know, stay at home so we do that. But obviously, you know, saving up that sort of money is, you know, very difficult to do. Mm. And then I was commuting to work. So kind of the last month, really, I was going from Navan. So I said, I'd try and move closer to Dublin. And it was really the last month I was looking up prices. And, you know, you get somewhere decent for 2 years. It could be 15, 16, or even 2,000 in some cases. And for a couple as well, like, you know, it's a lot of money when you're working. And I was doing a commute, so there's a lot of tolls and diesel you'd be spending money on. So what happened last week was my girlfriend actually sent me a screenshot I seen it on Facebook of the 98FM advertisement. Mm. And I just clicked into it, and I said to her, I found out how to apply, and I applied, and I said to her, I said, don't get too excited, I said, it's literally like doing a lottery, I said, you go in and you're probably one in a million chance. And then I went to the viewing on Saturday morning, and the house is lovely, and had a look around, and I was really happy with it, but I didn't want to get too excited because I just knew there were so many applications. And then yesterday, when Brida rang me in the office, like, I couldn't believe that we'd actually got picked out of so many people. Like, I was kind of just sitting there and wondering how it actually happened. And then the next thing, I was up in the office signing the lease and, you know,
wow,
Sorting everything out.
Excellent.
So really, I couldn't actually believe that, like, you know, a landlord would be so kind-hearted and actually, you know, realise, you know, that it is very difficult for a couple to save in a mortgage, and also they want their independence to move out together and stuff. And like, I couldn't actually believe someone would actually, you know, do that for some.
So tell me, Daniel, what difference this will make for you in terms of your ability, yourself and your partner's ability, to get enough money to get your own place?
Well, myself, like, you'd be able to put away a good couple of hundred a month. Like, I'm cutting out, you know, two toll bridges, the one on the entry in Navan, the M50. I'm cutting out a lot more diesel. We have two cars, so the two of us can even carpool in together. You know, just the expenditure will go right down, and, you know, there'll be a good opportunity to put away a good bit of money towards a deposit. It's a lot more convenient as well, being the two of us are based working in Terranura, so it's only literally 20 kilometres from our job, which is, you know, very handy. The commute for me to Navan, you know, I'm getting up very early in the mornings, you get home late in the evenings with the traffic and that, so it really just cuts a lot of that out, and, you know, it's a lot less stressful as such as well.
That is amazing. So you would hope that by paying, and this is at the insistence of this landlord, which I think she's marvellous for doing it, a rent that's half the market rent will enable you to save money to get a place of your own.
Yeah, 100%. Like, and you want to, like, you can do it at home, but even with a big commute, it is fairly difficult to do. But as you're living relatively close to work, you have the rent that's half the price, you know, it's very reasonable for you to do. And, you know, you can actually make yourself a realistic plan, because, you know, you wouldn't want to rush into buying an apartment or something. I want to actually wait till I have the right deposit saved to get a house that I'll actually like and want to live in and be happy with. So it gives you time to manoeuvre around, and, you know, have your finances in order and then go to apply and go into your own house. So it's
It really will help. Well, let me just go back to David for a second. David, it sounds like Daniel and his partner are the exact sort of people you were looking for.
Absolutely, yeah, yeah. And his paperwork and everything else was spot on. His employment references was excellent. He's there a good long time. Exactly what the client was looking for. And we ticked all our boxes.
And is she aware now that you've found somebody?
She is, yeah. Yeah, she's delighted. And she'll drop in next week once they settle just to introduce herself. And there you go.
Well, as I said to you last week, David, I pass again our regards on to that landlord. I know she doesn't want to be named, and I understand why. She's not looking for glory. She just wants to help somebody, and I think it's a very decent thing of her to have done. And as you said yourself, from the reaction that you got to our interview last week on the programme, and Daniel having seen it on our Facebook page, the reaction was overwhelming.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, we just had, we need to apologise to everybody that we couldn't get back to, I mean, we did carry out that viewing on Saturday, and Daniel just one of many that was suitable for the house.
All right, yeah, can't have everybody. Daniel, you're moving in this weekend, is that right?
Yeah, I'm actually getting the keys today, and I'm moving in a lot of my stuff later on, and I'll be doing it over the next day or so. So I should be settling over kind of the next 2 or 3 days, and definitely the weekend, and have everything in order then and kind of start saving and going the right track then from kind of next Monday on.
That's fantastic. So. That is absolutely fantastic. And I wish you the very, very best in your new home. And hopefully it sets you on the way to getting your own home in the next couple of years. Well done, Daniel. Thanks very much indeed. And go on.
I just want to actually say, Adrian, as well, thanks to Breda and David in the estate agents as well. Because when I went in, they were so helpful and there was, you know, done and dusted very quickly, and they're very generous. And also the landlord for giving us the opportunity, kind of like, you know, a lifeline in this day and age in the market that you're competing in. And then also you guys, we wouldn't have actually seen this if it wasn't on your Facebook page. So a big thanks to you as well.
All right, but that's fantastic. I'm glad we could help. And I'm delighted you got your own gaff to move into this weekend. And David, thank you very much indeed. And again, as I said, pass our kind regards on to that landlord. And it's a very decent thing of her to do. And maybe there would be more landlords who might think about doing the same. I mean, you know, if you're not in it for the money, if you just want to pay your mortgage, maybe you can afford to rent the house out or apartment out a little bit cheaper to help somebody on their way. David Sohn, thank you very much indeed for joining us
as well. Thank you.
The best of luck to all of them. That's a really, really fantastic story.
98 FM's Dublin Talks with Des Kelly Interiors. New store now open at Belgard Road, Tallaght. 98 FM.